Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to our August episode of Let's Talk About Family. I am your host, Dr. Anne Amara Onujiogu, Dr. Mother Love. Thank you for joining us. This is our monthly reflection on our family, on our love for our families. Family is important. Everybody begins in a family. And at the end of life, the family has the last word, the last say about everybody. So what is more important than family? That's why my passion lies on family. And my mission is to see family members everywhere enjoy some element of sanity, safety, stability, and success. And that's my goal in life. If I can achieve that, I will be very grateful. I'll be very fulfilled. So this month's topic is communication issues in marriage and relationships. It may take us a few episodes to drive our message home. So let us start. If you are listening to me, you will know, you must have known by now that I have a very soft spot for family and family members. In other words, every family has family members, and I have soft spot for families. So I have soft spot for members, for family members. So I have soft spot for all of you, because all of you come from families. So just that word, family, just says chill in my life, because all my life I have been living for family. When I was young, I was serving members of my family. When I got married, have family children, I dedicated all my life, all my energy to families. Even though I did other things, but family was my number one. I could forgo everything for family. And at this age now, at my golden years, I am dedicating even more of my energy to family. So bear with me when I just go overboard about, when I get overwhelmed about family issues. Thank you. This month's topic, as I told you, is communication issues in families and relationships. Communication is very important. It is very vital in any relationship. And the vehicle of communication is the tongue, our tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E. Our tongue is the most powerful weapon we have to communicate with. It is the most powerful weapon we possess. It is boundless, but still it can destroy with reckless abandon. Marriage and relationships and families get the worst of this negativity of the tongue. So the tongue is tearing many, many families, many relationships, many marriages, many mother-child relationships, just anything you can think. If you trace anything that is going on in the family, you trace it to the tongue. Somebody must have said something with a very negative way or just making up things is the tongue. So I'm going to focus this a topic on the tongue. So we must try to control this tongue. If it is dangerous, we must control it. And it's also a source of goodwill. We must also control it. We have to guide what we say and guide our tongue before it says it. So we figure out what we need to say in our head before the tongue speaks it out. So it is important for us to have that self-control, especially an adult. Adults are those who can have self-control and know when to say something and when to keep quiet. So before we get into the positive uses of our tongues, let us explore the negative tendencies that destroy relationships, especially marriages and families. So Deborah Smith Pegues, P-E-G-U-E-S, has a list of 30 negative uses of the tongue in her book called 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. It is a very small but powerful book. You can finish reading it in a few hours. I encourage every listener here to just look for it. Go and Google it and have a look at that book. It helps a lot. She believes that the tongue must be controlled at all times with the help of God, the Holy Spirit. So it is important to have self-control, to have the conscience to be able to know what to say, know what not to say. Among the list of the negative uses of the tongue, the ones that I feel can destroy most relationships are: the tongue is very manipulative. The tongue is very divisive, and divide people. The tongue is very argumentative. The tongue is very betraying. And the tongue can belittle people. The tongue is tactless. T-A-C-T-L. Tactless means the tongue lacks insight. Can say anything, it doesn't care. The tongue is very intimidating. The tongue is very retaliating. The tongue is very discouraging. And the tongue can be silent when it's supposed to talk. So these are the areas I know. Out of those 30, these are the ones I think we are going to look at in this program. If we don't finish, we'll continue next time. And they affect relationship and marriages. And if we can control these ones, believe me, every marriage will be heaven on earth. And families will be wonderful. So we will look at each of these, of the above factors and their impact on relationship. I am bringing these points because these days the rate of dysfunction in families is overwhelming and is on the rise. We need to slow this rate down if the future generation will still enjoy this sacred institution called marriage. If we don't control this situation, this dysfunction, this bitterness, this pain in the family, this fear of marriage. Many young people are not afraid of marriage. They're not going into it anymore because of what is going on. So if we do not find a way to control this and make things better, the next generation may or may not have anything to do with marriage. And you can tell me how the family will function, how children will be born into families, just tell me how the family will go on, how life goes on without family. Some of these negative communication tendencies also come from cultural upbringing. Many of us may not even know we have this negative tendency. We see it as normal because that's how we were raised. We were raised with this kind of thing, you know. In some cultures, like where I come from, the man has to be very, very serious and very... The man will have a tendency in his voice or the tongue or whatever he says with force, with order. And then you don't show any love, even if you should hide it, because the man has to really be serious and not bring himself to a level where he can be insulted by women and children. So because of that, many men or many heads of family or many grown men tend to have that tendency of using insulting and abusive and addressing people in ways that they don't care. He's a man, he has to do it. And the women have to really abide and then bow and then genuflect and adore, no matter what they say. And children have no say at all. You talk to children like you're talking to dogs, animals. So it's really cultural. That culture has to change. When I say that we need to change some of the negative things about our culture, some people tend to have issue with me. what I'm saying is our forefathers, our ancestors made the culture and the rules and the values that worked for them, because they meant well, but that's all they knew. And the society they were in was able to use whatever they said. These days, things have changed. If we do not adjust our culture, adjust our values, we are going to destroy our families and loved ones. We are going to be abandoned by the younger people who do not even want to identify with us because of how we behave, how we talk, how we address people, how rude we are. And we think it is okay. It's not okay. It doesn't show love. It doesn't show love. So some of us do not know how when we do that. If you step out of your culture and move away, you will be forced to adjust unless you are still in denial. If you are not in denial, when you step out of your culture and live elsewhere, you will be forced to change. Otherwise, you will make yourself a laughing stock of yourself. So what I'm saying is that our tongues drive us, they put us into trouble wherever we are, unless we control them. So that aspect of culture, I'm going to deal with cultural things later on, but just know that one aspect of our problem is our culture. That's our cultural way of talking. That's our cultural way of looking at people, telling people, communicating to people. If we don't say things forcefully and rudely and with intimidation, it won't happen. But it's not true. It's the other way around. When you force people, when you insult people or don't show respect in your language or your tongue, you think that will work. Most of the time, it backfires. So the easier, the more effective way is to be gentle, to be humble, to be sensitive, conscious when you are opening your mouth to say anything. So the tongue has to be controlled at all times. Those of us who are raising our children outside our culture, we have had our shocks about this thing we talk about culture, about languages. We have had a shock, because sometimes your child will come to you, seeing how you react and how insulting and how rude we are. Your child will come and say to you sometimes, your child will come and say, "Oh, daddy, mommy, why do you talk to me like that? Why do you talk to people like that? Why are you so rude? You know, I don't understand it." And if these children are saying that to you, if these children are saying that to you, and this young child comes to you and says it, "Mom, dad, you sound so rude. Why are you so rude all the time? I don't like it. You embarrass me when we go out." So how do you justify any reply you give to this child? This may be the root of rebellion and dysfunction in many families. Our parenting skills are therefore greatly challenged, not to talk about how our marriages and relationships are impacted by similar negative uses of our tongue. The good news is that can always be changed. We can always learn and start a new way of dealing with things. We don't have to say that we don't have to give up. We just have to, whenever we wake up, That's our morning. So we start changing. We start adjusting. If we do not adjust, it's going to be difficult. So communication is vital for any relationship. Some people have more negative tendencies and temperaments than others. Some people have unresolved issues, anger, pain, that from past experiences or earlier lives that have not been resolved. So they grew up with that. Some of them have been they have just kind of accepted the situation. I think it's normal. And they kind of have it bottled in themselves. And any slight provocation, they explode with rudeness, intimidation, with very nasty way of without bothering. And this is very detrimental to marriages and relationships, especially intimacy. Intimacy means gentleness, respect, appreciation by action and by words. If the tongue speaks out appreciation, love, caring, consideration, conscience, integrity, discipline, then that relationship will grow. But if you damage a relationship with bad words, bad feelings, suspicion, intimidation, manipulation, nagging, argumentation, everything that is negative, and you think that marriage will last, that marriage will not last, because even if it lasts, those involved are in pain. They are not enjoying themselves. They are not living happily, you know. So it is important to recognize that many people cannot communicate, and most of them withdraw. Once somebody withdraws, you bottle up everything in you, and you're not going to be who you are. When you are supposed to talk, you keep quiet. When you are supposed to keep quiet, you nag. You know, nag for whatever reason. Sometimes you gossip and develop things that do not exist just to put the other person down. So this is thing we are going to talk about. That's what we are going to really talk about, all these things I'm telling you. Especially those that destroy the marriage, manipulation. We talk about divisiveness. You come in and you divide brothers. You divide them and rule, and they become enemies because of what you tell your spouse. You know, sometimes intimidation. You intimidate your spouse, intimidate the children, intimidate your relatives because you can do it. Sometimes they're just rude and judgmental for no good reason. Sometimes we complain for nothing. Instead of being grateful and being thankful and count and blessing, we keep complaining for little things, nagging. Sometimes we discourage other people. And sometimes we are silent when we're supposed to be talking. We keep quiet. And that silence on its own is abuse. It's not good. It's abusive relationship. So we'll continue and talk about all these things I have identified. So we look at how each of them affects relationship and how we can deal with it. As I'm telling you, this silence, for example, when you are dealing with your spouse, if you find a very good way, very decent way of presenting your problem, if you present your needs, your problem, your concerns in a very positive way, in a very loving and respectful way, that person, he or she, no matter how, is only a devil that will not respond well. That person will consider what you said and listen to you and hear you. And when you know the right time to present your needs, to have discussion. And this discussion doesn't mean the woman will be talking and the man will listen. Sometimes the man tunes off and just stays there. And the woman the man will get up and get away. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean communication. Ask the person, when can we have a chat? When can we have a chat about our family, how to keep our family going? You present your needs and you give him or her some time to think of it and then respond to and give the person time and tell the person to please let's meet again. I need some answers to what I said. The person will find a better way of addressing you, of responding to you. And if you neglect to do this, you are emotionally abusive. It's not only men. Now, women are also engaging in this type of abusive behavior. Many women withdraw. They withdraw. And they resist intimacy from their spouse. For many reasons. Many of them do that because they have been because they have been bad mouthed. That means the person that is looking for this intimacy has talked so bad about you, has belittled you, has hurt your feelings, has said so many things that you're not supposed to, insulted your mother or any other thing like that. And then after he looks for intimacy or she looks for intimacy. So what do you do if you cannot respond? You just withdraw and keep quiet. That's why silence is not a very bad weapon. So for the spouse that is silent, not to be silent, the spouse that is resisting intimacy has a reason. So don't give that spouse any reason to resist intimacy from your tongue. Keep your tongue very, 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 be careful. Be in control of your tongue. So that before you tell her or him anything that will hurt his or her feelings, you know that at night you will tell him or her to come nearer for intimacy. How can you destroy somebody's feelings and then still ask the person to come near to you? That's where many people resist. Many people are silent. Many people are withdrawn. And that gradually causes separation. Many families, many couples just get so cold. The marriage gets so cold until it just kind of real blocks up. And that's the beginning of problem. And that's the beginning of dysfunction in family. And it will affect the children. Because children are watching. As they watch their parents communicate, they are going to either copy the parents' way or resist the parents' way and go the other way, and that is rebellion. So if you don't want your child to rebel against you, watch what you say to his or her mother or father. Watch what you say to your spouse. Watch what you say to the children. If they come to you for anything, find a way, a loving way to accept, listen to them. In some cultures, we don't listen to children, have no say. Children have no voice. Nobody listens to children. No. What do they have to say? They just have to listen. So we have to learn to listen to our children. Many children make points. They are smart. Their wisdom is uninhibited because they see what they know and they can't hide their feelings. So we should be listening to our children. Listen to their tongue. Many of them have to be well by their parents, how to use their tongue. If we do not train our children well by modeling example of good use of our tongues, we are destroying them. Many of them will copy us and then destroy their families. And many of them will resist us and get away from us and we lose them for life. So I am telling you that communication is a very important thing in relationship, in family matters, but we must be the key to control our tongue, what we say and what we don't say, to know when to say something and when to keep quiet. Wisdom is when you know what to say, when you know what to say and say something at the right time and know when to keep quiet. So we pray that as people that believe in God, our Creator, in the Holy Spirit, we should be able to have this voice, inner voice in us, to help us to control our negative tongue so that we be able to do the right thing, say the right things, not to hurt people, but to uplift them. If we say that we have loved ones in the family and we destroy them with what we say, what is love if you can destroy somebody emotionally? No matter what you give me, money or whatever, if you destroy me emotionally, what you say to me is more important than what you give me. So it is important for us to be able to look at relationship matters in terms of what we say, communication. So we will continue with this communication issue. Communication issues in marriage and relationship, part 2 is coming next month. So listen to me next time. And please, give me a feedback. Give me some feedback so that I can add it to what I'm telling you. It's important for us to work together and make sure that the family is uplifted. The family has sanity, has stability and safety, and is successful. That's all we are talking about. We want future families to, excuse me, to enjoy life, to enjoy happiness, because family is next to heaven. If we make family hell on earth, then it's not worth it. That's why younger people are running away from marriage, from family, from relationships, from commitment, because they are scared. They are scared. A young man said to me, "Oh, men, women are becoming very powerful and very talkative, and their voices are being heard. I don't want to get into it. I don't want trouble. I don't want their trouble. I just come in and look at it. I don't want their trouble." So, women, are you really getting so talkative you can't control your tongue anymore? Who trained you to be there? Is that what your mom trained you to do? Is that how you watch your father talk to your mom or your mom talk to your father? So it's important for us to reflect on these matters and continue talking with them. We are going to continue with this the first Friday of next month. The first Friday of next month, we are going to continue with this, discussing communication. And when we finish with the negativity, then we bring in the positive way to communicate for effective relationship. We are going to do that. Let us keep talking about family. Let us keep praying hard and doing the right thing. Let us continue to be the role model of our children so that the family in future will be very honorable for the greatest glory of God. This is all I'm talking about. Thank you very much for watching. My name is Dr. Anne Amara Onujiogu, Dr. Mother Love. I run this. I talk about this once a month. Very soon I'm going to make it more constant, maybe once in 2 weeks or something, so that we'll be able to move forward and be effective in the family, so that the next generation will be grateful that we talked, that we didn't close our mouth. When you see something and you don't talk, you are part of the problem. So let us be part of the solution, not part of the problem, so that in the end we'll be able to have life and have it abundantly. Thank you very much. Join me again next time. Bye-bye.